You're listening to Weekend Edition here on Michigan Public.
It doesn't seem like it should be that hard to respond to thank you, but it turns out that there are a lot of options, and it can depend on what's happening in the conversation.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hi, Rebecca.
And this question comes from a listener named Peggy, and this is something that you and I do a lot.
It is. Peggy wrote, and here I quote, "Over the past months, I've been noticing that when a radio guest is thanked, rather than the customary you are welcome, they instead respond with thank you." And for our listeners who listen carefully, they will know that you and I have been known to do this. I think we did it last week.
Pretty sure we did, yeah.
Where you said, "Thanks, Anne," and I said, "Thanks, Rebecca," because it seemed like a really good thing to say right there. Let's think about what's happening here. Let's start with thank you. The key thing here is that thank you most of the time is what linguists would call phatic communication. That's phatic, P-H-A-T-I-C, which means communication that's performing a social function as opposed to just conveying information that I need to get from me to you. In that way, it's like hello or goodbye, doing that kind of social work. We've talked on this show before about some of the other ways you can respond to thank you. As Peggy noted, you're welcome is certainly one response when the thank you is for something that someone's done. There's some concern about no problem, but I have argued that no problem can be seen as a very polite form because your welcome suggests that there was a debt, but I was happy to do it. Whereas if I say no problem, it suggests you're not even in debt. Not a problem. But let's think about this thank you, thank you. At the end of an interview or the end of any conversation, what we need to do is get from talking to silence. And this is actually, it turns out, a fairly complicated negotiation.
It can be an awkward transition, yeah.
Especially if one person is not actually leaving the room and saying, bye. What you see in everyday conversation is that it can take several turns to wrap up a conversation. So I will say, so, well, okay, yeah, okay, bye.
A lot of back and forth.
There's a lot of back and forth as people make sure that the other person is done talking. So we signal, I'm wrapping things up. Are you okay with that? The other person signals, yeah, that's good. And then we do this little ritual. Now let's imagine the end of an interview. You need to signal, you're the interviewer, you need to signal, we're wrapping up here. What are your choices?
You don't have a lot of choices. I mean, you thank them for being there, you know? What else is there?
Right, it would seem weird if you said, see you later.
Bye, Anne.
Right, so you need to signal that we're wrapping up. So you say, thank you, Anne. Now, I'm in this position. I need to also signal that I am willing to let this end. I could say you're welcome, but that would suggest that I was doing you a favor, which certainly is not actually how this feels. I'm delighted to be here and feel honored to get to be here. So I'm also saying thank you for the opportunity to be here. There's a kind of reciprocity there, which I think works well.
Well, Anne, I don't think there's any other way to end this. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.
Ann Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of the new book, Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.